North Canterbury's community radio station. We are Compass FM. Callum Bryan from North Canterbury Basketball. Morning, Callum. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. Thanks for coming into Compass FM. We're going to have a chat about one or two events that you've got coming up. And I've got some letters in front of me. FNBB. What does FNBB sound? Oh, it's mean.
Friday Night Basketball.
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? Friday Night Basketball. How does that work?
So we have that in Term 1 and Term 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
We run that out of Main Power and about 3-4 other gyms around Ringier and Oxford.
Yeah.
So that's our Friday Night Basketball. Well, Friday Night Basketball, obviously.
Mm.
That's our primary school competition that we run from years 5 and 6 and 7 and 8.
Okay, so if people want to go along and have a look at some of this Friday Night Basketball, more than welcome at Main Power and various other gyms around North Canterbury.
Yeah, 100%. Get down to Main Power, Ringier and New Life, Kaiapoi. Games start at 4 o'clock and I think the last round starts at 20 past 7.
So nice.
All night.
Absolutely. Rightio, GGG. That sounds like Girls Got Game.
That's the one.
Okay, tell us what Girls Got Game has to do with North Canterbury basketball.
Girls Got Game's got a lot. We got Millie Knight as a Girls Got Game ambassador for us. So she runs Girls Got Game sessions on Thursday down at Main Power Stadium, and they go from years 1 to 2, I believe, all the way up to year 9 and 10, I think, has been implemented this term.
When you say years 1 and 2, we're talking about 5 and 6 year olds.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bouncing around.
Yeah.
Do they have special size basketballs, or they got the real deal?
So Girls Got Game actually have their own basketballs.
Okay.
Well, for the younger kids, they do. Size 5, bright yellow, pink writing all over it. They're really cool, actually. Good basketballs as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, younger kids, we start with size 5s.
Is that a place where some young referees can get a bit of a go as well?
Yeah, anyone can have a go. If anyone's keen to have a go at Girls Got Game, they can just jump onto the website and find out how to register or get in contact with Millie.
North Canterbury Basketball website. Okay, we'll go through that web address in just a moment. Hoops and Stars. Now, Hoops and Stars, what's this about?
Pretty much the same as Girls Got Game,
yep.
Except that's for boys and girls.
Oh, there you go. We've already explained mostly what that's going on. How is it all going? What are the numbers like for North Canterbury Basketball?
Oh, crazy. They're just going through the roof this year already. We've got 22 club teams this year, which is up on 21 last year. We got I can't even remember the number for SIP. We got crazy amounts of numbers for SIPT for the tournament that's coming up. Crazy amount of external teams. Hoops and Stars is going crazy. Girls Got Game's going crazy. Friday Night Basketball's always on the up. So yeah,
it's always nice to be in a position where you're getting more people into your sport than seeing the numbers drop. You might be poaching a few off of one or two other leagues, but that's part of life, isn't it?
Yep.
So you mentioned just before the tournament. Now, we had a wee bit to do with it. Was it the South Island Under-19s or the New Zealand Under-19s last year? You've got a tournament coming up again, a similar sort of thing at Main Power. Is it the same championship?
So we've got a few tournaments coming up in the next couple of months in Main Power. The first one is on Easter weekend, which is not under-19s, the national qualifiers.
Yep.
So that's when teams from Nelson, West Coast, Canterbury, South Canterbury, us all come together with our rep teams and try and qualify them for nationals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, we have SIPT, which is the South Island Primary Tournament, and we have teams coming from all the way down in Tairi, up from Marlborough, got colleges within Christchurch come out for that.
Yeah.
And that's a big event, so that runs over 4 days the week after qualifiers. And then coming up in June, we have the Under-19 Nationals at Main Power.
Right, that's what we had a wee bit to do with last year. Well, yep. I'm pretty sure we're having something to do with it as well this year as well. Tairi, I haven't heard that said that way for a long time. You're from down south?
Yep, Winton.
Winton?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, Callum, thanks for coming into Compass FM. We want to keep involved with North Canterbury basketball in every possible way that we can. Good luck for the Girls Got Game, the Hoops and the Stars, Friday Night Basketball, social leagues as well. You've got them going off as well. We'll keep in contact with you maybe next month. How does it sound?
Sounds perfect.
Good on you, mate. It's Callum Bryan from North Canterbury Basketball.
Compass FM.